的。
Fitness and health, there are always things that happen, unfortunately, in the world, and we're going to spend a minute or two talking about something that's pretty sad that connects to Maria Bailey's family. This is the Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Richie and Doug and Dr. Ken Kronos also with us here. He's our medical expert on the Good Day program because he is a cardiologist, deals with matters of the heart and not the same matters of the heart that we'll be dealing with between now and next Monday, probably Valentine's Day.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, I know you do, and you're actually probably pretty good. I don't know. I wonder. I'm trying to picture you as a ladies' man, and I'm not sure that I get there, but it's okay.
We have to go out together.
Great. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. As soon as I find
somebody
to go out.
My wife might get mad.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, that could happen. So, Maria, why don't you tell us the story of this friend's daughter and what happened in school, and let's see if Ken can figure out why it happened. This is, by the way, if you're doing something else, and this is sort of background material, stop what you're doing for a minute. If you're in a car, you might want to pull over. If you have a, if you're parents of a teenager or your grandparents of a teenager, this is a story that has import and impact on you, and I'll leave it to Maria to describe the nuance.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear Dr. Ken's you know, thoughts on this.
Yeah, that's why I asked him to stay, but you tell us the story first.
Yesterday, unfortunately, one of my very good friends, her 12-year-old daughter walked, you know, was at school, an active, not overweight child, and walked into her math class and dropped dead, literally, heart failure.
12 years.
Gone. 12 years old. Mm. She, you know, rode horses. She was a cheerleader.
What do we know
very
about the
active.
Parents' history? What do we know about the family history?
That's well, the father's a pulmonologist, so I would have thought that, you know, maybe he would have known if there was heart problems in their family. But that brings me to the point of, I mean, the week before, I had a cousin who died on a treadmill. Again, totally fit person, 50 years old, just died right on the treadmill. And I'm just wondering, you know, our kids go to the pediatrician's office. The doctor listens for 2 minutes to a heart. How do you not know, or how do you prevent, or how are you wise enough to know that your child or a young adult might have something wrong? I mean, I don't know if these things are preventable or not, but that's a question for Dr. Kemp.
Sure. And these tear my heart up to hear about, because I do hear about these. Fortunately, they're very rare. And I have a daughter this age, and, you know, I think about this, and I've done whatever I can to prevent her from going through this. When these problems occur in this age group, they're usually due to one of two causes. Either there's a congenital coronary abnormality, and fortunately these are very, very rare. The circulation, the plumbing to the heart is abnormal, and it goes through some big pipes and gets crimped, squeezed when the heart contracts, and the blood can't flow. Fortunately, this is extremely rare. And these are the ones, unless the child has a symptom like shortness of breath or chest discomfort, we're not going to pick up. Because here you need to do the CT angiogram, which we did for Doug and Rich, in order to diagnose this. Often on a resting electrocardiogram, you're not going to pick that up. On an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart, you're not going to pick that up. But what often does also cause this is something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's a big name. It used to be called IHSS, idiopathic hypertrophic subaortic stenosis. Big name, you know, in medicine we have a big name for everything. But this is an inherited abnormality of the middle wall, the septum, which separates the left lower and the right lower. It just gets large. It hypertrophies, and it obstructs the exiting of blood from the left lower chamber, so blood can't get out. This is the typical person running down the soccer or football field and just drops dead as a teenager. Fortunately, usually you can see something on the electrocardiogram for this because there's enormous thickening of the heart muscle, or you can hear a murmur when you listen. Definitely this can be picked up with an echocardiogram. I advocate, and as do many of the European countries, the Italians are at the lead of this, any individual, any young person playing sports getting an electrocardiogram. Unfortunately, America has not yet jumped aboard on this because it's one of these cost-benefit things. I, for my own daughter, before she got involved in athletics, made sure she had an electrocardiogram and an echocardiogram of her heart, and everything was okay. And I would advocate that for all the parents. If your child is out there in sports, at least get an electrocardiogram. At least have somebody listen to a child's heart who's experienced at doing it. And for peace of mind, I would get the echocardiogram.
So, Ken, obviously you're a heart doctor and can just take your daughter into your office. My doctor's going to look at me like I have three heads if I tell him I want my 7-year-old son to have an echocardiogram. And what's the insurance company going to say when, you know, I mean, okay, if I have to pay for it out of pocket, I have to pay for it out of pocket. But how is the establishment that pays for my Medicare and provides my medical services going to look at me with this?
Well, if your doctor looks at you like you're crazy, you have the wrong doctor, but your health insurance will look at you and say, if you want to do this, you're going to pay it yourself.
And what does something like that cost?
It depends. And you have to go to a pediatric cardiologist. Remember, I'm an adult cardiologist. It could probably be done for $200-$300 reasonably.
Okay.
And how old can we, what age can we do that? Because, like,
As soon as they start thinking about athletics, you know, it should be done, you know, before they're a teenager.
So we need an echo
And you need an EKG, an electrocardiogram.
Okay.
But most importantly, you need to talk to the child and make sure they're not having any symptoms. They're not having any trouble keeping up physically, keeping up athletically with their peers. That's the key tip-off. And then have a good exam. Let somebody listen with their stethoscope to the child.
So my son does baseball and taekwondo and you know, PE, and he doesn't have any problems. Does that mean that I shouldn't get a checkup, or should I still get one anyway?
Bring him to my office. We'll take a look immediately.
Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, he should minimally have an electrocardiogram.
We're actually going to be down there next month.
I'll be glad to do it.
There you go. Yeah, so there's the old word to the wise. A sad reality, but these things happen.
It scares you. I mean, you think about kids.
Be careful.
I'll tell you what I did for my kid, and I think that speaks for all of it.
Which was?
She had an electrocardiogram and an echocardiogram.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of things that are done. We are eager, and I talked about this on Monday and got drubbed by a lot of people because of my feelings about sports, mostly football and the rigorous contact sports, and what we now know about what happens to the brain, the brain stem. And, so the machos don't want to hear it. That's fine. You don't have to hear it. It's up to you. I can lay stuff out there, or anybody can. You can hear it. You can identify with it or think it makes sense or not. That's up to you. But when you talk about a 12-year-old having this kind of a problem, there are so many. I'm very much against the government being involved in people's private lives. At some point in time, we're going to take your child away from you because you're a bad parent because you spanked them. I mean, that kind of stuff is nonsense and has no place in our society. But there are other things that happen that are, this doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you need to be more aware. The point is you need to be more aware of your children, their surroundings, what they're doing. I saw a story the other day about a 13-year-old going to a tanning salon. What parent who's in touch with reality is stupid enough to let their child go to a tanning salon?
Oh, Doug, that's so common.
It's sick. These kids will kill themselves. That stuff is like,
I know.
Like x-rays. You might as well, okay, cancer will start when you're 33. You know, I mean, why would you allow your child to do this? You say it's so typical or so common, but why is it so common? Why do
parents not want to immunize their children?
Because immunization is bad for you.
Well, yeah,
that
but...
That was the wrong question to ask me.
No, no, but I mean, what if it can prevent illness? Well, you and I are going to debate this, but...
Yeah, we are.
I mean, why does a parent hear a hand
You want to start something? I listened to a conversation on George Norrie's program as I was driving to the studio this morning. A man called from, I think, Buffalo, New York, who had three children, every single one of them has Alzheimer's, has, what do you call it? That one ran out of my mind. Has, not ADHD. What happens when you get the shots, Ken?
Autism.
Autism, right. Every one of the children had. And because they were given the wrong vaccine, that was the mercury vaccine, still being used by some, not by many, but it's cheaper, so people are using it. And the average person still doesn't ask the question because they still don't seem to know.
Well, okay, so why don't we use a better example? How many parents give their kids Oreos, Twinkies, chicken tenders, and all of those other things, and they're doing harm to their child?
I don't have much sympathy for what the information that we have today about obesity, what's happening. The president's wife has been on this thing for a year. As a matter of fact, I think today or yesterday was the first anniversary of this thing. If you don't believe what they say, okay, they have no credibility because they're Democrats. I mean, that kind of stupidity. What are you going to do? Not pay attention to people who are, we were just talking about this in the last half hour. Guy who weighs 318 pounds, he's 5'5", and he's got a big scar on his chest because he had a bypass. He still weighs 318 pounds after he had the bypass. He went down to 200, and now he's gotten himself back up to 318. Hello? What could you possibly be thinking about reality unless you are so disconnected from it that you or you don't care, which is fine if that's okay for you. But hello, I'm not the second time I said that. I should not, nor should you, Maria, nor should Rich, nor should Ken, be required to pay for this idiot's miscombobulation of his mind. I don't give a damn what you do with yourself. Go ahead, kill yourself if you want to. But the way the system works now, I'm penalized for it, and so is Rich, and so is Maria, and so is Ken.
We are.
That's what's, you know, there's two things wrong. Why would you want to kill yourself? Secondly, why should I be required to pay for you screwing up your life?
Yep.
Does that make any sense to anybody anywhere?
Nope. It does.
To some people, sadly, it does make sense to people. Right.
Only if you want to win an election.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
I'll run for something. It's thanks, Ken, for being here. Maria and Doug and Richie continue. 19 after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Air you.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hahn, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy.
He's quite a guy. Yeah.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
The guy that did the voice, their butler or whatever?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, over here.
By the way, my name is Max.
Hey, Max.
I take care of both of them.
How you doing, Max?
Easy.
Max.
Because when they met, it was mad.
Theme from the television show Heart to Heart.
That's so funny.
It is kind of funny. Sounds old, but you still can kind of get into it.
Yeah.
The actor Robert Wagner, RJ, as he's known in Hollyweird, born in the state 1930, so he's 81 today, starring not only this TV show, but lots of movies, The Towering Inferno, The Titanic, Takes a Thief, The Pink Panther.
Is now he's Midway. Starring in reverse mortgage commercials.
Yeah, right. I mean, but these guys, what's his face? George Hamilton.
Yeah.
They never stop. They never
stop. No.
All right, so anyway, from Wagner, we go to the guitarist for The Ventures, John Wilson.
Oh, I love this.
Also a radio guy who hosted the Breakfast Club in Chicago for many years. His name was John Wilson. No, I don't think there's any relation. How many of their songs can you... This guy was a rhythm guitarist, Richie.
Yep.
Walk, Don't Run, Perfidia.
Yep.
The theme from Hawaii 5-0 that you hear on TV now.
I love the surf
That's
bands,
the same
man.
One. That's the, cool stuff. The one you hear they're playing now is the same one from the TV show. It was around in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
The same one by The Ventures. They didn't modify it, change it, do anything with it. Our number one new TV show, Hawaii 5-0.
Good stuff.
It's a song I just cannot stand.
Me either, so let's make quick work of it.
Yeah. Roberta Flack, born in the state 1939. She's 74 today. Next up is Jimmy Merchant. And this one we can handle for a while. Who's Fall in Love? The ABCs of Love, another big song, number one. Frankie Lyman died when he was 16 of an opium overdose. This song was recorded when he was 14.
Wow.
This is a kid who's 14 years old, got fast money, got drugs, and was dead before he was 17.
Can you imagine that? Oh, I think we were talking about... who were we talking about the other day? The Latino guy, La Bamba.
Richie Valens.
Yeah,
he's on 17.
Died when he was 17.
In the plane.
How these guys became rock legends.
Right. Before
the
they were 16, 17 years old. This guy had two number one songs before he was 17. And this is a perfect example of why we're cranking up, Richie. How can you not love that no matter how old you are?
Nigel Olsen. Like a loser.
Background musician for Elton John. He's a drummer. Mark Spitz's birthday is today, the swimmer. Happy birthday to him. And Laura Dern.
I love her.
Now, from this guy, Jemerson's still alive. Frankie Lyman's dead. Gary Moore, who passed away this past week. Richie's a big fan. A lot of people are big fans of his work.
It's funny.
This was a drug overdose, too, wasn't it?
No, he died. I mean, it could have sure been drug-related. He was 58 years old in a hotel on vacation in Spain, and girlfriend
same
woke
thing
up
happened.
He was having a heart attack.
Remember when the Righteous Brothers, Hatfield died? Was it Hatfield?
Yeah.
It was Bobby Hatfield,
I was walking, and me and my buddy were in a Tower Records one day in like 1990 and heard this song on the speakers, and I was like, oh my God, what is this?
Uh-huh.
And bought this CD, and it was one of the great blues CDs of modern time.
Yeah.
And didn't realize he was the same guitar player that did this from Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. So just a great guitar player. And,
one of the most popular video games, Guitar Hero, is going away. Activision says they're no longer going to make it. You can get that story, by the way, the update at DougStephan.com.
Well, I just got mine.
Yeah, right. Good luck to you on that one, Richie. 28 after on Good Day. Guess
who just got back? One incident can change a life.
My dad took all seven of us, and he took us up close to San Francisco, and he took us to the fields to pick plums and prunes and apples and grapes.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Virginia Chavez's family was poor.
You know, Daddy didn't have more than a fifth-grade education.
But he taught her a valuable lesson.
And we worked all day long in the fields picking grapes. And my daddy kept on saying, you don't have an education, don't go to school, and you don't study, then what you're going to do is you're going to have a job like this. And I remember thinking, I don't want to work this hard. And I remember being so focused after we left that the only thing I wanted to do was study.
Virginia is still pushing herself. She's 62, and she's just gotten her master's degree. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. eFoods.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Earlier this week, I was talking about how I needed to tell you that I hope you reevaluate your children's interest in football. If for no other reason today, and you listen to these idiots who are fighting about a new contract and they're $1 billion apart in their contract negotiations. NFL offering X. Remember, that reminds me of the football. I mean, the baseball thing. About 20 years ago. $1 billion. Yeah. The players think they deserve another $1 billion on top of what they're getting paid now. And the owners say, what are you, crazy? And there may be a strike. So
here's the thing.
Good, actually.
Somebody's making the money.
Yeah.
They're
the
making
football players
the $1 billion. Now, how should it be divided? That's the thing.
Yeah, the football players are not contributing anything to that, and they're not getting anything back. Is not the truth. All right, let's move to another part of the world, Richie.
I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please.
Okay, the big news from China today.
Yeah.
You know how we have over here fires that are sparked by lightning and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
There was a big drought. Actually, it continues, apparently, last fall and into the winter in certain areas of China. And as you may know, this is the week-long Lunar New Year holiday in China. So they are celebrating it with fireworks. And they make most of the fireworks in the pyrotechnics industry move from Japan to China. And unfortunately, there's a bad combination of things there. Most of the fireworks are in China, and there are... 81,000 acres that have been burned since the fireworks display started last weekend, because the fireworks, in tinder dry areas of China, people are not thinking about this stuff. At least in our country, even though these things happen, most people have put two and two together and come up with four. In China, until this week, no one ever put together, apparently, from the Chinese news agency, the fireworks displays that go, you know, their Lunar New Year is the same. We celebrate New Year's with fireworks, and we have fireworks at Halloween. We have fireworks on 4th of July and whatever. So they have these big fireworks displays, and now apparently there have been 194 fires in these areas, the drought-stricken areas of China. All of them pretty much started by fireworks from Lunar New Year holiday celebrations. The Chinese government trying, they're doing a lot to publicize this because they are now, you know, you can get fireworks anywhere in China. But now they want to license them and they want to sell them because they think that this is dangerous. Restrictions on the size of the fireworks and the use of the fireworks, getting inspectors, the government over there is getting just like the government here. And again, in this circumstance, you have to wonder whether you need the government or not. What is the matter with people who don't understand what they're dealing with? I've always told a story on the air ever since it happened from my town of Framingham, a fellow who was on the fire department, who every year supervised the 4th of July parade and fireworks display at Bowditch Field, which is where we play all of the high school athletic games. This guy and his crew, every 4th of July, would set the fireworks off in the field.
Right.
Well, it came that he was off duty or something, and he still could get a hold of the fireworks. So he invited all the firemen, the policemen, all of his friends come to his house on the shore of a little lake in Framingham on a 4th of July about 6-7 years ago. So as the fire was going off, it's late in the day, and everybody's had too much to drink. So this guy is in charge. He's taken charge of it himself. It's his house, and he has been doing this for a long time, so he sets the fireworks off. One of them doesn't go off. So he picks up the tube and looks down the tube.
No.
And about 13 seconds later, his body is on the ground without a head.
Yeah.
And this is a fireman who did this for years at the celebration. These things are damnably dangerous.
Yep.
And, I mean, the story of the fire is one thing, but other, I mean, the stories, and every year you hear somebody's arm gets blown off.
Yeah,
or
you have to assume that it's hot.
Dangerous.
And it's live.
Okay, so here's the corresponding story from America. The fire extinguisher was invented on this date in 1863, Richie.
What a transition.
Yeah, transitions. Speaking of transitions, Maria, you know, I always enjoy talking to you because I find you one of the most stimulating people that I'm around. You have great stories because you have great experiences because you have a great life. And
there you go.
Well, you do. I mean, you have a lot of great things going on in your life. And as a person who travels and works, you have that perspective. And so when we find out, and I've forgotten where this news first came from, but there's a study that's out, I think, this week, about the size and shape and health of children who are in families where the mother works. And it's distressing, distracting. I think, Richie, we may have touched on this a day or two ago, but because Maria is so close to it, and because I do have regard for what she says, because you know, you listen to her tell her stories about her children, and I think she's with it, she gets it. But still, there's that category of working mothers, more and more women. And there are all kinds of side stories to this. Women who work more, subject, as Ken would tell you, to stroke and heart disease and drinking and smoking because they are more influenced by men, which is kind of too bad and lousy that men are that a bad influence. But in this circumstance, because we talk a lot about mothering and parenting here in this hour of Good Day, I think it makes sense to underscore what the situation is, what the findings are. And what do we think after
you find out
what the story is?
First of all, I'm trying to find out who funded this research that came out this morning.
Yeah.
Because it is just, I mean, first of all, duh.
Common sense.
I'm sure working mothers do have children who are obese, but I'm sure that there are plenty of stay-at-home moms who also have children who are obese. I mean, personally, my children went to school this morning after eating egg white omelets with spinach in them, and last night they had salmon with kale. So, and I work 80 hours a week. But, you know, there's some assumptions here. Of course, they're more likely to eat fast foods or easy to prepare foods out of a box because Mom doesn't arrive home till 6:30 at night, and she's got to whip up a quick dinner, you know? So there's some logic here that yes, would make sense, but to make a broad statement of working mothers have more obese or have a higher likelihood of having obese children, I mean, once again, we've got to attack the working mothers of the world and put them in the position where they're not feeling good about what they're doing, which is basically going out to support their family and earn an income. So that the whole thing just, as you can tell, gets me quite razzled.
Wow.
Well, okay, so but we need to probe into this a little bit more, because you're right. It's not like one size fits all, but it's so easy for the news media to take something like this and to stir the pot, or it's people who maybe are different political persuasions would take this information. You know, there are a lot of folks who believe in certain philosophies and religious beliefs as well, sort of toe in toe. And one of the things they say is mothers belong at home with their children, and this adds fuel to that fire. So my suspicion is, to answer your first question, who paid for this, I'm betting, although I think that the information, from my sense of listening to what you've just said and looking at it a little bit here, is probably pretty accurate. I still think it is a majority by some group that's either looking for funding because of 501c3 and they
can tap on it.
It's like the old Radio America people. Richie's company has a sister organization that's a bit political, and whenever they want to raise money, all they had to do was say Hillary Clinton was going to do something, and the checks would come in by the boatload.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Well, I guess it doesn't work anymore. It worked for a long time.
A child obesity study was published in January, February issue of the journal Child Development. Looked at 990 children from grades 3 to 5 and 6, sampled in 10 cities across the United States. Founder Professor Taryn Morrissey of the American University's Public Administration and Policy Department found that a total number of years working mothers were employed had a small but cumulative influence on their children's BMI. Over time, higher BMI can increase the chances of being obese, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, there... As you guys know, my degree is in science. So if I was looking at this particular study, I would make some assumptions here. Number one, there's probably a higher percentage of working mothers in urban areas. And if you look at an urban mother, she tends to have less access to fresh vegetables. Cheaper foods happen to be the most processed foods. So, I mean, there's more than one factor going into, and I'd like to see the cities that this was done in. Was it done in Mississippi and Louisiana that has the highest rate of obesity?
Right.
Or was it done in Utah and in Colorado where they have the lowest incidence of obesity? I'm hoping that it was a cross-section of states.
So logically you see that there could be something to this study, but you think that it may be skewed.
Exactly.
And what would be the purpose of skewing it? Why are they attacking?
What I just said, the reason I just told you.
Yeah, I think once again you have the media attacking working mothers, and I just don't think it's fair when there are so many women out there trying to support their
families. Who paid for it again? Rich, who paid for it?
It doesn't say who paid for it. It just said it was conducted at the American University's Public Administration and Policy Department.
Okay, I'm
American.
Sure you're right, Doug, though. It's somebody who's trying to get funding for something,
right.
And they want to call out working mothers and obesity. You know, I mean, quite honestly, I know a lot of stay-at-home moms who are munching on the Cheetos in the afternoon, you know? So are their kids.
Right. All right, that's interesting information. Thank you.
That was
Maria.
A plug for Cheetos.
Got it. Yeah. 16, are they one of your clients? 16 before the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. One of the clients that I have that I'm most pleased about, I'm wondering whether we can get Maria's husband to be listening to this, Richie, so that he'll call Pro Flowers and get a dozen red roses sent to Maria.
I think we need to send him an email. Monday.
You think so?
Send him to my boyfriend.
Or maybe. Okay, all right. One or the other. All right, so there are two choices here. One or the other. Which would you prefer? Here are the two choices for you, Maria. Would you rather receive a dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses? Which would you prefer? Red roses, or a dozen of them, or two dozen assorted roses?
Two dozen assorted.
All right. By the way, the deal is the same. You can tell your husband when you hint to him or your boyfriend, whomever, gets a free glass vase and free chocolates, $29.99. Are you worth? Is Maria Bailey worth $29.99 plus shipping and handling? I think she is.
I'd pay $39.99.
If I were your husband or your boyfriend, I'd send you one of each. How's that?
That's right.
One of each. Pro Flowers.
I'm expecting a lot of roses, Doug.
I understand. Good for you. Pro Flowers guarantees delivery Valentine's Day or earlier, whenever you want it. And the good thing about these flowers is they are quality, 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 quality. Not the dreck you're going to get for overpriced flowers at the supermarket or wherever else you find. The big important part about this announcement, Richie, is not necessarily the deal as much as reminding people, hitting them over the head, hey, numbskull, it's getting close to time when you ought to do something. Don't look like a schmo. This is the way to become a hero, all right? 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug, or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in D-O-U-G, Doug, proflowers.com, for the deal that will evaporate on midnight Friday. Do it now while you're thinking about it.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Has your relationship gone from blockbuster to lackluster? The unfortunate truth is that over time, it gets difficult to keep that spark alive both inside and outside the bedroom, no matter how much you love each other. Dr. Hildur Hutherson, co-author of the new KY Brand Intimacy Experiment, is here to explain all this.
Tell us a little bit about your book and why you decided to write it.
Dr. Ian Kerner and I partnered with KY Brand to write the intimacy experiment. And the reason we wrote it is because we want to inspire couples to make their relationship top priority and to bring that spark back into their relationship.
How is the KY Brand Intimacy Experiment designed?
Well, it's a free 10-day relationship boot camp that's meant to inspire couples to try new and exciting things to bring that spark back into their relationship. So when you download the book for free, you'll find that there are 10 days of activities. There are daytime activities and there are nighttime activities that the couple will do every day for 10 days. And this will help to bring that spark and intimacy back into the relationship, but it's the kind of thing that they can refer to for years to come.
Can you let us in on some of your tips?
Well, some of the things that we talk about in the book are changing it up a little bit, trying something new and different. One of my favorites is cooking a meal together. And who would have thought that cooking a meal could be romantic? But it absolutely is, especially if you're in a relationship where she does all the cooking and he does all the eating, kind of like the way my relationship used to be. When you do that together and you're working together a project, it does increase the intimacy. But taking a mini vacation together, just spending one night outside of your usual environment, can add a spark to the relationship and make you feel closer. And right now, if you log into facebook.com/KY Couples or go to facebook.com and type in Couples Place, it will take you to the site where you can download the intimacy experiment for free. You can start your own intimacy experiment. You can download it for free on Facebook.com, KY Couples.
Maria's all over that.
I am.
I think I'm going to talk about something else here for a minute. The fate of Ted Williams.
Yeah.
The fellow that was Ohio's number one homeless guy.
How's he doing? I haven't
heard
that.
Went to drink. He didn't get any of the jobs. They all disappeared.
Oh.
He's now trying to, he's sobered up. He's trying to get voice work. But all of the original job offers, mostly because he went to rehab. He went out of it. He got so much attention. He says the pressure got to him. He started drinking again. And then everybody says, all right, this guy, we're not going to trust him. And that was the end of that. Too bad.
Yeah.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A nice lunch at the White House. The question is, what was on the menu? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Fair to say the conversation had some meat to it as President Obama hosted House Republican leaders for lunch at his place yesterday. The president chowed down with House Speaker John Boehner, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, and Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy. You have to assume that at some point between the salad and main course, the main subject came up. That subject, jobs.
Clearly our number one issue is getting the economy going again and getting people back to work.
That is House Speaker John Boehner, who said jobs can only be created with less government influence.
We need to stop unnecessary regulation that's hampering small businesses' ability to hire people.
President Obama will be sending his annual budget to Congress next week, and on the topic of federal spending cuts, everyone, including the House Speaker, agrees it will not be easy to make those cuts.
But the American people expect Washington to cut spending in order to grow jobs in America.
Which is what we just said. And how about one of the others who had lunch with the president? Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy talked about dining at the White House and what they talked about while dining at the White House.
We looked at places that we could work together on.
Such as?
From jobs to cutting of government spending.
You notice a theme here? By the way, no word on what the Republican leaders who had lunch at the White House left for a tip. It would be interesting to see if they decided to make some spending cuts right there. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We're looking forward to the weekend already, where mountains picked up some fresh snow this week, but most importantly, the good grooming efforts, the smooth patch powder snow, a great chance to get out and get some quiet midweek runs or think about the weekend to make your plans to go out. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with 65 runs, that's 18 miles of skiing and riding. They picked up quite a bit of new snow earlier in the week. In Vermont, Killington has 140 trails. Over 70 of those have been groomed out recently. Big Boulder onto the Poconos of Pennsylvania with 14 runs. They ride day and night. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania moving up to over 40 runs. They'll head into the nighttime as well. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina on 20 trails, mostly patch powder, good loose granular snow at Sugar Mountain. In Utah in the last 4 to 5 days, fresh snow has rolled through to the tune of about a foot. Like at Deer Valley with 98 runs with some powder stashes. Jackson Hole in Wyoming, fresh snow earlier this week, 116 trails open. Heavenly in California riding up over 90 runs, that's 4,800 acres open in Heavenly. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 7 points yesterday, closing at 12,240. S&P down 4. NASDAQ lost 8 points. Crude oil fell again, another 23 cents a barrel to $86.71. Another major winter storm brought 2 feet of snow to parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas yesterday, and that same system will bring a blanket of white to the Carolinas today. Forecasters say snowfall could be heavy at times, with an inch an hour falling in some places. The road to recovery for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords includes a request for toast for breakfast. That simple request is being viewed as a big step forward for Giffords, who was wounded in that January 8th shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona, that killed 6 and injured 13. Giffords spoke her first words this past Monday since suffering that gunshot wound. Well, if nothing else, it was abrupt. Republican Congressman Christopher Lee of upstate New York issuing a statement yesterday, a statement that was read on the House floor by the House of Representatives clerk.
I hereby give notice of my resignation from the United States House of Representatives.
Congressman Lee resigning after a report surfaced that he flirted online despite being married. The gossip site Gawker posting a bare-chested photo of the congressman that he allegedly sent a woman he met on Craigslist. We are told that he told the 34-year-old woman he was single and worked as a lobbyist. The woman apparently Googled his name and realized he had lied. She then leaked their email and photo to Gawker. And finally, Lindsay Lohan. Yes, we can see you rolling your eyes from here. Lindsay posted bail following her arraignment yesterday to avoid going to jail. She's facing a felony grand theft charge related to a gold necklace that disappeared from a Venice, California boutique back on January 22nd. In L.A. Superior Court yesterday, Judge Keith Schwartz not only instructed Lohan, he scolded her.
You need to follow the laws just like everybody else. Look around this room. Everyone in this room has to follow the law.
The judge was just warming up.
You're no different than anyone else. So please don't push your luck.
And just in case anybody was wondering whether this was sinking in for Lindsay.
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
And the judge also issued this warning.
If you violate the law, I will remand you and set no bail.
In other words, bail this time, no bail next time. And is there any doubt there will be a next time? Lindsay Lohan is due back in court February 23rd. As we said, all you can do is roll your eyes and shake your head. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.